This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tee or menstclinic.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and Jared Sandler is set to join you. His Blue Nail Roofing Rangers preview. Here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan, with the pregame coming up in 1 hour. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter, a must follow for Rangers fans everywhere. Jared, how the heck are you, buddy?
What's up, guys? I'm great. Over here in Pittsburgh, hoping to, win a series, win a game. I don't know, just get things going on the right track.
I mean, what a roller coaster we've been through after, you know, getting back to 500 and then to fall back so suddenly. Was this another bit of false hope? What do you think? Is this just a slight uptick in a long run of mediocre baseball? Is it time to give up, Sandler?
Oh, I don't know if it's time to give up. I mean, thankfully, you know, the Rangers aren't in division. We talked about this. They're not in division with a team that's just running away with things, right? So they still have multiple pathways. And, you know, with the third wild card, you know, that opens up, you know, a lot of opportunity. I get it. It's been, you know, a year and a half of frustration for folks. And, you know, if you're of the opinion they kind of are who they are, which right now is a team a few games under 500, I mean, if this was a court case, I mean, you'd have a pretty good case, right? But I think there's also a case to be made on the other side. And, I mean, the reality is if they go on a stretch where they win, you know, like 8 of 10 or something, or 9 of 11, then you know, the feeling's going to be a lot different. But we talk about this every year. It's not about 162 because you got the trade deadline. And at the trade deadline, that's when you've got to make decisions on who you are and who you want to be. But they still got about a month, right? They got a little over a month to sort of show that they are or they are not. And I just think because the margins are as tight as they are, it's tough to just totally punt. But if someone's like, I just don't see it, I haven't seen it, and I'm done trying to see it, then I get that. I mean, I understand the emotional roller coaster that, you know, is being a fan. And if that's the way that a fan is approaching this, there's an argument to be made for that.
How common is it that a team that would sort of match this profile for a couple of months can get hot and you know, be who we think they are?
More common than I think people would realize over 162. I mean, actually, this team did it in 2015. They were under 500. Even after the trade deadline, right? You know, they acquired Cole Hamels, and they were a sub-500 team. And I want to say the day they traded for Cole, or maybe the day before, they lost to the Yankees maybe 21-5. If I remember, they scored 5 runs in the first inning. They were up 5-0 on the Yankees and ended up losing like 20 or 21-5. They were an under 500 team, and it didn't make sense. Nothing about it looked like it was going to turn out the way it did, and they go and they win the division. And every year there's a team like that, a team for whatever reason that makes a big change and just the complexion of the way things look, especially this time of the year.
What do you think about the lineup tonight, Jared? No Wyatt Langford. Any explanation as to why on Wyatt?
Yeah, just I think we just heard from Boach. I think his back flared up, and so they're just giving him a day, and hopefully he'll be back in there tomorrow.
I am curious elsewhere around the league right now. There were a couple of crazy things. I mean, heck, we had, Dennis Santana throwing – was he throwing punches in versus Tigers fans last night? I mean, Pittsburgh's been wild this year.
Yeah, no, that's, I saw that. That's interesting. Dennis Santana the owner of multiple Lamborghinis, too. I remember that from when he played with the Rangers. But, yeah, that was a little bizarre. And I think, you know, their season's been interesting because, they pitch well, but they don't hit. And you know, kind of in some ways a similar profile to the Rangers, but, you know, more extremely so. You know, they haven't pitched as well as the Rangers. And, you know, the offense has certainly struggled, as has the Rangers. But, yeah, at the end of the day, it's weird times here when you got Livy Dunn, the Livy Dunn circus, and Paul Skeens, but you know, you got a manager fired already, and yeah, weird times in Pittsburgh, but hopefully the Rangers don't get caught up in any of that.
Is this one of the best center field views of a city that you've been to?
It's beautiful. Broaddus, I'm so fired up for all your podcast work, by the way.
Thank you, man. Sweet. Appreciate
congrats,
that.
Yeah, congrats on all that. I know people, Cowboys fans, are really going to benefit from that for sure.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Yeah, no, of course. The view is beautiful. The skyline, the kind of dirt-colored river, whatever, I don't know what's in it, but yeah, I mean, it's a body of water, so like that's automatically a baseline level of enticing. And then the Clemente Bridge is really cool. I'll tell you what's also really cool, just from like a fan experience standpoint. I don't know how many Pirates players do this, although I'm sure there are some, because I know that Andrew McCutchen said that at one point, I think his first go around here, he would do it, but a lot of visiting players will walk from the hotel to the ballpark, and they walk along the Clemente Bridge. Like, it's a pretty predictable, it's just like it's kind of like a tradition, but just a thing that a lot of people like to do. And
sure.
It kind of has a cool vibe. And I mean, it's a bridge, and it's bright yellow, which is cool. I think that some people like it because it's the Clemente Bridge, right? Like, you know, out of respect and feeling kind of a connection, as silly as that might seem to some, that makes it have a little bit of a different feel to it.
Jared Sandler here with you on The Fan. If they are under 500, what would a sell-off look like, you think?
Well, you know, it obviously depends on what the buying side looks like. But I would tell you, you know, if the question is who would be available, I would say you could probably take Whit Langford off that list. And you could maybe make an argument that everyone else would at least, you know, they would entertain a phone conversation. I don't think that they're looking to trade Corey Seager and Nathan Eovaldi. So those would be a little bit tougher, tougher ones to convince. And maybe, you know, Marcus Semien could be in that category depending on the money side of it. But at the end of the day, they've got a lot of assets, which is a part of why this is, you know, I think frustrating for folks. Because you look at the roster and you think, it's a really good roster. And I think they have a lot of assets, guys who have a year or 2 years left on their deals, who could be very appealing. And so it just depends on what the appetite is from a buying standpoint around the league, as to whether they would be a little bit active or very active if they took on the form of a seller. But, I know obviously I'm staring at Chris Young right now, and I know that he's certainly not, you know, I think they're preparing for all sides, but I still don't think that they anticipate that being the path they go. But obviously, you know, the guys on the field have to earn that and prove that.
Jared, if they are buyers, I saw in The Athletic and the name that keeps getting tossed around, the DH from Atlanta, Marcelo Ozuna, he's on an expiring contract. They had it for the lefty Cole Drake. Would that entice you at all? Or, I mean, I think Drake's been pitching pretty well.
Yeah, that's a good question, Eric. The timing of Jock Peterson's return could influence that, because if Jock comes back and he's the guy you want him to be or expect him to be, then maybe you don't feel as much incentive to make a move for a guy in Ozuna who really is a DH. I mean, that he can play the field, but that's a liability. And so you you don't want to just give up Cole Drake if you feel like you're getting a guy who doesn't fill a direct need. Now, right now, as it currently stands, could they benefit from Marcelo Ozuna? Heck yeah, they could. But now it adds the other question of, and there's always that line for buyers. There are teams who buy to try and get in the playoffs, and there are teams who buy to try and strengthen their contending position. The teams who feel pretty good about their chance to make the playoffs and they're just trying to buy to strengthen their position usually have a little more leeway to be more aggressive, because they know they're going to get in. Teams that are like, oh, we're just trying to get in the playoffs, sometimes for an expiring contract like Ozuna, they're not as aggressive because
what happens if they don't make the playoffs? Then it's really a waste.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I think it really just depends on where they are and how they're playing. And I mean, the feel, the vibe, whatever word you want to use, I think really does play into things over the couple weeks leading into the trade deadline.
Hey, Jared, it's probably a really unfair question, but if they turn into sellers, how does that affect Bruce Bochy? Is maybe his demeanor of wanting to maybe be a part of this maybe next year? Or is that, does it even work into that? Am I reading into maybe that too much?
No, that's a great question. So my guess is if they did go that route, it's not going to be a total teardown, right? I think they would reload for next year. And that would still perhaps be appealing. Now, you know, he might have his mind made up. You know, for all I know,
sure.
This is it, and no matter, nothing's going to change that. You know, maybe there are things, there are factors that, you know, go beyond just the roster. But I would tell you, brought us to your question, if it was like, hey, we need to go into a full rebuild or a partial rebuild, even, I don't think he'd have much interest in that. But I don't get the sense that even if they did sell, that would be their intention. That's not Chris Young's personality. That's not really what the roster would suggest. It would make more sense if they were, you know, if they did sell, if they would try and reload and try and get back on the right track for 2026.
Yeah, that's what makes sense to me, because I don't think CY would do it to him. You know what I'm saying? I think CY was like, he'll keep trying to give him weapons to play with as long as he can.
For sure, 100%, absolutely.
Jared, what'd you make of Shohei Ohtani playing peacemaker after getting pegged by the Padres last night?
Yeah, I kind of don't like that. I like rivalries. I think rivalries are good for sports. I think it's definitely good for this sport. You know, a sport that needs a little juice, and I'm sure there's some word in Matt Hicks's vocabulary that I'm not smart enough to use that better describes what I'm getting at. But, you know, I think that the intensity and the ferocity of rivalries make, and that's not the only reason, but it can help make things a little more appealing to the fan. And so I kind of rather Shohei Ohtani go and give the guy the bird or something and just play into it. Because that's really, I mean, that's probably the best rivalry going right now. You know, Rangers-Astros, I think, has legs to it for sure. But I think that Padres-Dodgers rivalry is a really good one. And I kind of love that those two teams really hate each other. And like I said, I just think stuff like that is good for sports. And I think a sport like baseball that has 162 games in the regular season can benefit from some games on their calendar, maybe having a little more intensity or a little more riding on it than just your average random game.
Ohtani clearly a very forgiving on and off the field, apparently, Sandler. But let me ask you this. Are the Pirates going to be forgiving for what the Rangers need, a soft opponent here over the weekend? Can we get our sweep on right back?
I hope so. You know, we're not having to face Andrew Heaney. The Rangers have had some tough times against lefties. They're not having to face Paul Skeen. So, you know, hopefully they can get a win today to set the tone with the drama on the mound and what's, you know, an obvious pitching advantage for the Rangers, and come away with a series win and then ride that into Baltimore. But I would say this. If they don't, you know, if there's not a series win here, I think it would be fair to, you know, kind of feel disappointment attached to that.
Right on, brother. Appreciate you as always. Have a good weekend up there, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Jose. You guys too.
He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. And perhaps more understanding of a discouraged Ranger fan mindset than I've heard him since the World Series. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
More like,
yeah.
Hey, I get it if that's how you feel. Mm-hmm. I'll choose to be optimistic, but that's how you're rolling, I get it.
He's not fighting you anymore on that.
No.
You know, and he because I think that him and Mike Bacsik and those guys have done a really good job of educating fans. You know, they're not sugarcoating things anymore. It used to be a time where you kind of couldn't feel like maybe they couldn't say exactly what was on their mind. But I think the times have changed a little bit there.
Sample size is big enough, dude. It is. Yep. To just say, hey, if this is, there's a good chance this is just who they are.
Yep. If this is it, how do they get back? We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But, Chief, I believe you have a dump for us.
Yes, Friday News Dump featuring the excitement for Cooper Flagg and the Dallas Mavericks building and building and building. That's next year.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back to the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton, 35 and Bush, with Stella Artois. They brought all the coldies. There's samples. There's beer samples, Stella Artois, waiting for you if you want to join us. But the show's actually going to conclude in 37 minutes. Rangers pregame is coming up at 5. They're visiting the Pirates, trying to shake off suddenly getting swept. Unbelievable. As segments brought to you by the Frankels, if you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And it's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here's the chief of that news dump.
Okay, we got a lot to get to here. The Cooper Flagg excitement is just continuing to build. He had his workout. And
scouting report you want?
Get familiar. A little scouting report. You got one?
Got a scouting report that he was not in great shape.
How'd that happen?
Wait, are you ball sacking us
right now?
No,
not at all.
Wait, everything that I've seen has been, oh, he was fantastic. Are they just trying to butter it up to the media? You got scoops? You got scoops about Cooper Flagg not being in good shape during his workout?
I'd heard that the workout, maybe he's just a little out of shape. Yeah, a little out of shape.
Any other context to add to it?
Just a little out of shape. That's all I would have heard.
Nothing positive?
I got scout buddies around the league, bro.
I know. I know you do. That's why I'm hoping they gave you more than
the one thing I heard, out of shape. Fine, he looked fine, but he was just probably a little bit out of shape right now.
Probably not looking at it like a competitive situation, maybe an opportunity where I can relax, let my body recover from the long year, and then, you know, maybe try to get my cardio going for summer league or preseason.
Yep.
But,
wow.
I mean, that is a little disappointing.
Honestly, like that, we need to clip that, Carter, whatever. That needs to go into the interwebs. Broadus has sources league-wide, and
That doesn't affect your eval at all, though, does
no,
it?
No, not
doesn't.
At all.
No, it doesn't mean you don't take him number one overall.
They said the workout was fine.
Everything I see is just that, oh, it was wonderful. He was fantastic.
Course,
they were blown away.
Of course.
No, but we're getting the real scoop over here. We need to sit.
Brian's
go ahead,
got it.
Clip it.
Yeah, I think, you know, I just don't know if fans or media want that story right now.
No.
You know?
The truth does hurt.
Yeah.
Maybe they can't handle the truth.
What was it in that the Big Short movie? The truth is like poetry, and people bleeping hate poetry.
Yeah.
I just said
that's
I just heard
a great line.
He'll be fine. Don't worry about that guy. I just heard that the workout was good.
Yeah, see, so like Stein used the word impressive on court workout.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody's getting from the most competitive guy apparently in the draft an out of shape, not in great shape assessment.
We haven't started the season yet.
I know. It's just
what do you think we get? One of the best players ever never is in shape when he plays.
Do you think Nico's like trying to use that as, hey guys, I think we got to trade him for KD?
I could see it. You can't put anything past old Nico. Mike Curtis said that Cooper Flagg, when they went to Bob's Steak and Chop House, he did a Tuesday night Bob's Steak, then a Wednesday night teammate Nick and Sam's extravaganza.
Eating good.
Back to back.
No wonder he wasn't in shape.
Yeah. Well, he got the filet mignon.
Yeah, it's a good order.
At Bob's.
They have they still do the carrot. I can't remember.
Yeah, they do. I think they do.
The sweet carrot.
Oh, the fountain of misinformation.
Yeah, I don't want to get too crazy.
Wait a minute. They do the carrot.
That's a staple. Why would they take that away? That's like one of the things that they might, is synonymous with
Bob's. It might be a wasteful thing. You know what I'm saying? You put that carrot out there on that plate, and people might not eat it, and they're probably got tired of like taking up the plates and the carrot being on the plate all the time. Because people like Dawson would look at it and go, why do they have horse food on this plate right now?
Man, they would cook that carrot perfectly, though, and they'd put that like
the
sugar.
Glaze.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so that's you would actually carrot. Eat the carrot?
I would have a couple bites. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, I was the fountain of misinformation because I thought Dawson would give it the, what are you trying to do here, bit?
I mean, they nailed that carrot, dude. It's perfectly steamed.
It has got a glaze to it that is great. And I thought... Heck, I was at
carrots.
Bob's.
One vegetable that I would be that I'm all right.
Brad
with.
Sham and I were at Bob's recently for Jared's charity, and I don't remember the carrot being part of the meal.
Wow, that is a little bit disappointing if they're no longer doing
somebody,
that.
Somebody text in to tell us if the carrot's still part of the meal, please. I'm not going to read it. Chief can.
Carrot inflation is real, though, so we have to. It's about time we talk about it.
Well, how about this? Maybe they got tired of wasting the carrots because
that was a very full sized carrot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
A lot of work goes along with that.
Yeah.
It's going to take your time.
Hey, by the way, like the pizza that we have up here, we've had a couple of people just eyeing it, you know, just walking by and eyeing it. One guy just blatantly just said, okay, yeah, that's mine. He kind of made a couple of passes, kind of like a shark in the water.
Yeah. Circled. Dum,
dum, there's dum, plenty dum, of pizza dum. Down there.
But
he was eyeballing ours.
He eyeballed ours. I saw him go back, up, back again, and then on the way past.
Yeah.
It was a shark attack with the pizza going out.
I mean, it's great pizza.
It is, man. It's dominant pizza. And there's plenty of it here. That was not the last slice. Okay, well, let's do
it. Well, it might be for us.
It might be for us. Well, let's have a source off then. We just got Broaddus's. Let's go ahead and hear from Mark Stein, DLLS, when it comes to Cooper Flagg.
The way it was described to me was that he wanted to go for a full hour. He wanted to, you know... He wanted to go ahead and do a draft workout, and it was a huge organizational presence that got to watch him, and the work impressive. That's just all I kept hearing. Impressive. He is the modern NBA forward that every team wants. He can do so many things. He can handle. We'll see how he shoots it in the NBA, but I have to say the early rumbles I've heard that shot looks pretty damn good from what they're saying on the streets. He's got size, strength, just a very versatile young man.
There you go, Mark Stein. So maybe,
I like Stein's sources better than mine.
Well, I mean, wanted to do a full hour workout.
Yeah,
he could have been out of shape wanting to do the full hour workout. They could have been so
just to show. Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe,
I'm fine,
maybe,
guys.
Maybe he didn't do the full hour workout. Maybe the plan was to do the full hour workout, and he couldn't finish the full hour workout.
He was getting
a lot
of
detail that could be in there.
Getting on the oxygen tank.
Did you feel like that Stein was kind of tap dancing around some stuff?
He definitely was doing some long pauses where he was trying to figure out the right word to use.
I just came out and said the guy might have not been in great shape.
I like the way you did that. You put your name on it.
Well, I try.
Yeah. Well,
good reporting.
Tim McMahon says that he's told that Jason Kidd sees shades of Grant Hill when it comes to Cooper Flagg. And he says that, especially early in the season while Kyrie Irving's out, he will have a chance to play that point forward type of role. He's going to have the ball in his hands a lot. Jay Kidd thinks he can facilitate.
I hope he can pull it off, man. That would be great. But before you won the lottery, they were talking about Max Christie in that role. You know, so I would say stop trying to put forwards at point guard and go get some guards. You know, give me a combo guard. Give me a two guard. But not more forwards at point guard.
Colin Sexton.
There we go.
Let's get that thing moving, dude. The more I see about his game, 26 years old, willing to play some defense. When Kyrie comes back, he can come off the bench, but he can create his own shot. He can get other guys involved. I wonder how much Utah would really, really squeeze you in terms of assets on something like that. But that would be that could really work for you, dude. I like that idea.
I mean, Colin Sexton is not a championship level player. He is not a good starting player on a playoff team because there are holes in his game that you have to build around. What he is to me is a good enough scorer that he can start, and he's going to start for bad teams. But on a championship team, you want him in a role where is he a sixth man? Is he your second best guard?
I think he's a sixth man. Yeah. I think he's a sixth man on a championship team. And hopefully that's what the Mavericks are. Shams Charania says that teams are throwing crazy offers at the Celtics for Jaylen Brown and Derek White. Derek White, another guy that I would love to see the Mavs kick the tires on, but clearly would take quite a bit to get him. Did you see Gatorade made a custom flavor for Paige Bueckers?
Cool. Is this what kind of a flavor are we looking at here?
The quote is from Bueckers, Shirley Temple is like my favorite drink all time.
So it's
put
pink.
It in a Gatorade flavor, so that's pretty fire. That's a direct quote from Dallas Wings.
Would that be
rookie.
Pink?
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah,
see the pink?
Pink, yeah.
Yeah, see the pink aspect there?
I was going to guess pink, and then I was going to think, okay, somebody on the text is going to accuse me of being a, you know, like some something.
Some sexist?
Yeah,
some sexist.
Oh, is it pink? You know, one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I did enjoy a Shirley Temple in my day, though. I thought it was fun as a kid.
Yeah.
Shirley Temple.
Did you feel like you were really kind of boozing it up?
Yeah, it was fun.
Is that what got you on your start of, like, drinking a case a night?
Yeah, give me a Shirley Temple on the rocks.
give me a couple of cherries in
Roy
there.
Rogers.
Yeah, Roy Rogers.
All right, elsewhere here in the news dump.
If you ordered a Shirley Temple, you were like a big thing, right?
Yeah, you were like eight.
Chief, you don't know anything about that, right, do you? You never ordered a Shirley Temple.
No, I did not. I did not order a Shirley Temple. But I guess they're pretty good. It sounds like it's child's play.
It's kind of like everybody else is having a scotch and water, and you're having a drink that kind of looks like a scotch and water.
Future alcoholics drink that right there. Yeah, watch out for that kid.
Yeah, you have the Shirley Temple, and then you put in you get rum or something. You put in there with it. Yeah,
there you go. Nice little mixer. Well, congratulations to Paige Bueckers. I think getting your own Gatorade flavor. It is one of the coolest achievements that you can have as an athlete. That's pretty sick. They still have some of the coolest commercials. The Gatorade sweat, the black and white commercial with the Gatorade color sweat. One of the greatest commercials ever. They're still playing it, and it still hits.
It is awesome. I wonder if Paige Bueckers is going to get involved in this Caitlin Clark rivalry. It seems like every player in the NBA now resents the fact that she's so badass. I think Paige is too nice. Like, I think she's get-along gal. But if we could get a little rivalry going there, I think I'd love to see that.
Well, did you see the Sophie Cunningham teammate, the enforcer chick who sort of had Caitlin Clark's back?
Yeah.
She's racked up one. Like, her jerseys are sold out.
Sure.
And she's racked up, like, over 500,000 followers on TikTok and stuff because, like, all the Caitlin Clark fans are now saying, like, okay, she's one of us as well.
I'll tell you what, though, for an enforcer.
It's a good week for Sophie.
For an enforcer, like, watch her walk into the arena. She looks anything but like an enforcer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's got some eyeball to that.
Yeah. I'm like, my gosh, this lady is that tough. Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah, they were getting after it, though. You know, I guess she now has some goons that are willing to fight for her honor, which she needs.
Goons.
You got to have some of those.
You got to have goons, yeah.
When you're getting your eye poked and then you're getting, bodied to the ground.
How about the one chick just came up and just ran over her?
That's what I'm saying.
What are you doing?
I mean, it's like she's responsible for like 30% of the WNBA's flagrant fouls, and she's responsible for one in every six tickets sold. It's just incredible the impact she's having.
The people
on the
in the
game.
League just yeah. hate her. Like the other players just hate her.
Yeah.
Why?
Because she's good.
She's really good.
Well, that and
she's
that
being
and
credited with making the league now something that's popular when they feel like, hey, we've been awesome for so long.
I have to say, she plays at such a high level, the shot making, the passing.
Oh, yes, there's no one
competitive.
Like her.
I mean, just everybody gets mad at her. You know?
Well, I
How
mean,
about
she is confrontational. She wants the smoke, but also after the smoke happens, she puts her head down and walks away, which is a beta move. I think they still think they can scare her into playing bad. I think that's what this is. I think this is trying to baptize the rookie or the young player and intimidate them and get them off their game. But I think she's got that trait where when that happens, it makes her play better. So they're quickly going to learn that this isn't working.
So she's got some Luka in him. When you like,
I think so.
When you like put her to the wall, she'll get it done.
Turn into the assassin. Yeah.
I hope so.
That's the best kind of athlete. That's what you want from the best of the best. You want them to channel that when the adversity hits, the physicality cranks up. All of a sudden, are you going to cower? Or are you going to rise to meet the moment? I hope she's definitely that type of player. And then finally, I saw from Clarence Hill, DLLS Cowboys, quote, Dak has been working on his speed. He's been working on running. I believe Jesse Holly laughed him off the set. But that is the report.
We have the technology to rebuild him.
Dak Prescott, maybe he will be showing off the legs a little bit more in a way that
Jesse
he hasn't.
Laughed at him.
Yeah, because I mean, last time we saw Dak try and scramble, he had his hamstring ripped off the bone. So, and then before that, we just haven't really seen him run in a long time. It would be a true turn back the clock, not to last year, to like 5 years ago, Dak, if he's actually going to be attempting mobility and scrambles and stuff like that. But, man, I would encourage it. Go for it, dude.
I think if you're going to have Pickens threatening downfield like that, your opportunities to take 4 to 6 yards are going to increase, and you got to be willing to take those. Mm-hmm. I don't think we need a 500-yard rushing season from Dak. I think 300 would do it, but you can't turn it down when it's obvious and when it's there. And I hope he can do this without getting hurt again. But go look at the play that pulled the hammy last year. It's not even – it's just
– no, it's innocuous, dude.
I pulled my hammy off the bone.
Throw, so I think – well, it, okay, so the throw was officially what did it, but the play
step
before
– step forward, yeah.
The play before he had ran and, like, got hit a little bit weird, and then it's like the next play when he throws it –
that's when that's he really when noticed it?
I guess that's when it really set in for him. But, yeah, like 469, Dak running, biggest bleeping eye roll ever. Yeah, but at least he's working on it.
You don't have to run a lot to keep the defense honest, I think would be the thing. So
you said it beautifully, 4 to 6 yards, and then get out of bounds or get your butt down.
We don't need any contact.
We don't need Jaden Daniels highlight reel type plays from you, bro. You can't even do that.
But I think if you go back to 2023, and I was trying to bring this up real quick. I'm sorry. But, yeah, if you go back to 2023 and 2016, like his rookie year when he was basically unstoppable – to 2023, his MVP year, it's similar type of numbers. So, I mean, when Dak was young and he could really rumble, yes, there was an element to his game that could keep defenses honest that he will never get to. But even then, when the Cowboys' running game was going well with Zeke, he didn't have to do it much in order to have a balanced and explosive offense. But we can't have it like it's been post-leg injury sometimes where he's literally just turning things down and holding onto the ball, hoping to find a passing play downfield. Okay, we're going to step aside live at Pickler Universe here in Carrollton. 35 and Bush, thanks so much to Stella Artois for hosting us. They still have some beer samples here for you. And we'll come back and do some Rangers burning questions about your ball team as the deadline lurks. How do they get back? It's next here in the G-Bag Nation.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton, 35 in the toll. And thanks so much to Stella Artois for having us out here today. They're doing such great stuff in the world of sports. Salute to Stella. The 0.0 is one of the finest NA beverages you can find anywhere in the world. And this Pickler Universe, if you're into pickleball, you gotta be aware of this spot. And it's good, and it's only getting better because their construction continues. Burning questions about your Rangers as the deadline lurks, boys. Pre-game's coming up here at the top of the hour. They're in Pittsburgh. They need to get some wins.
Yep.
My prediction, they're going to take 2 of 3.
All right.
Okay. If this is it, if this truly is what it is, and the World Series was the greatest 6 weeks of baseball that they can never take away from us.
Yep.
But everything around it was pretty mediocre other than that first 6 weeks in 2023. How do you fix it? How do you get back if this is it? And now you are, this is who you are, an average team.
Well, I mean, in a perfect world, you're trying to offload as much of your high dollar aging players. That is easier said than done. And you also, I mean, really it all starts with a full commitment of this is not the squad and being willing to accept that and then going all in on trying to accumulate younger, cheaper assets and moving on for, I know they're talking about like no Nathan Eovaldi, somebody like that. Yeah, it would hurt to see him go, but that's probably a guy you can still get something for.
2 weeks ago, CY told us Eovaldi and DeGrom are their guys. They're going to have a core of those two pitchers. I'm under the assumption that if you were going to say this is it, you're keeping those guys because they're hard to replace and you're not going to get much back for them. You know, so essentially you're getting salary relief and maybe some okay prospects for older guys that can't stay healthy but are amazing pitchers when they are. Yeah, I would look at it like we need to get a new catalyst bat, you know, to replace where Marcus Semien's role used to be.
Where do you think CY right now is, and he's looking at this, but where do you think long-term he's looking at this discussion that he's going to have with Ray Davis here in the next 2 months?
I don't think Seager, Semien, DeGrom's contracts are tradable. So I think he's looking at it like, what can we do to save money in the short term with players that we cannot bring back?
Right.
You know, that can free up some money that we can go shopping with in the trade market. But like Kevin Sherrington asked today, you know, could Rafi Devers have fixed first base for you? You know, is that the bat that the Rangers could have been in for? Now, Boston did not put him on the market. They did not shop that situation. But is that what they should be looking for, a Devers type of player? you know, to make a trade for with young prospects for a guy in his prime? Or does that invite, you know, too much further risk?
You know, this is the – I'm always about trying to win now kind of a thing. You know, I don't think – I think every year teams change and you don't know how the chemistry and all that of the team and how it's going to be. I think I let this thing ride. I just think I let it ride. And then I'm going to then make the off-season decision that I'm going to play my young players. You know, I'm not interested in getting rid of young players and adding, you know. Now,
the problem is you don't have enough great young ones that you're going to have a crop of guys that are going to beat the cover off the ball.
Yeah, you just – but to me, it's, you know, it's Walcott. And, you know, we there's guys that we've talked about, you know, that are young players. I would try and then make the commitment to that. If you could somehow – if this pitching can kind of continue to be what it is – you know, then maybe you can get by with some young players.
I mean, hitting can be fickle.
Yeah, I would rather have young players not hitting than I would old players not hitting. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, for sure. And like for a Devers, that type of player, sure, if you're trying to double down on what you have right now and bring in somebody who can be a catalyst at the moment, but that's an expensive – that's another 200-plus million type player.
Yeah.
Can you really add another one of those to a roster that already has a handful? Like, you're pretty top-heavy when it comes to some of these big-time money deals. Yeah. I don't think you can do that.
It's a really tough place to be in right now, and it's amazing that they won the World Series because obviously you can't win right now. There's a difficult path to rebuild because the players that you do have, you know, who do you want to trade? Langford, you know, you can't get good players for the players that you want to give up, right? I think Langford, Walcott, you know, who are your real blue chip type of prospects? Just, you don't have a lot of them.
Yeah, you know, you tried the veteran route. I would pivot now and go the opposite of that.
Okay, Kevin Sherrington also asking this question. Did I mention Corey Seager has another 6 years at 31.5 a pop with Marcus Semien making $72 million over the next 3 years? Like, if you can't move on from these contracts, don't you have to try to stay in win-now mode? Yeah. Because otherwise you're going to have a blend of young guys with Corey Seager and Marcus Semien. And I just think that would be, you know, incredibly weird, incredibly sad. And we kind of went through that with Shin-Soo Choo and some other
guys
in the last
round. Between the two, you have a better chance of moving on if somebody were to take Corey Seager back. You know, would somebody who's going to expand payroll want an opportunity to have a Corey Seager?
You know, consider that? You have Corey Seager for four years, you win a World Series.
I would absolutely consider him if he hadn't been as poor as he had this year.
It's been bad. Yeah, I mean, I think he's got 14 RBI right now. I assume Corey Seager's going to have multiple great seasons still ahead of him.
Right.
He's a legend.
Well, if that's the case, then you just let him play with the young players. Now, maybe Corey Seager's not interested in that kind of a rebuild, but, you know.
Man, you're ready to rebuild already, Brian.
If you're telling me that I've got old players that aren't hitting and getting it done, the old pitchers are getting it done, the old hitters. Jock Peterson, I know he's been injured and all that, but I'm not seeing anything from the older players that's given me. I would personally rather lose with young players than I would lose with old players. I said about hitting. I said it about losing. Like, I would rather see my guys. We saw it with the Astros way back. The Astros were losing 100 games a year.
Yeah.
You know? And it was playing young players. It was playing young players. And then finally the young players were like, well, damn, they've got some all-star guys over there now.
But if you kept DeGrom and Eovaldi and Seager, you know, your pitching would be good. You're not drafting in the top five. And really what worked for the Astros was they just nailed so many picks so hard.
Well, that's why we sing the praises of the general manager here, though, too. His ability to kind of maybe go and, I mean, the Wyatt Langfords and stuff. Well, it looks like the jury's out on the two pitchings with Leiter and then
Rocker.
You know, and Rocker. But you know, everything else is kind of...
What's the tech saying? Are folks ready to bag it in? Are you wanting to go long-term build or try to make the most out of this? See, I think, yes, they were in the World Series, and that's one data point. You don't want to be too biased towards that, like assuming they can get back there. But, I mean, there are so many hitters that are having, like, career-worst years. And with with a good pitching staff, I feel like you're always in contention. If you have a good lineup, you're a pretender. But if you have a good pitching staff, you can find bats.
I would rather have the veteran pitching staff and try my best with young players around it.
6'8", DeGrom and Evo are the ones who you want to keep. Position players that need to be traded, not pitchers. So guys like Adolis Garcia, Josh Smith, Jonah Heim, guys like that, maybe you could acquire valuable
assets. You keep
assets.
Seager and Simeon and Langford and Young and basically trade out all your position players.
Yeah.
You know, that might be the best compromise because neither one of the extremes looks to be all that attractive right now. Pickler Universe is, though, and thanks to them for having us out once again at their Carrollton location. Your new home for pickleball playing here in DFW is Pickler Universe. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup back there at Master Control 75 and Fitzhugh. Just went 3 hours flawless. We have Rangers baseball coming up next. Thanks to Brian Broaddus and Eric Chiafalo and Ruben Portillo. And, of course, Wolchuk, who will rejoin us again next week. Until Monday at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.